Governor John Bel Edwards spent his first 4 years in office tangling with conservative House Republicans who regularly fought his agenda. As Edwards heads to his second term starting in January, those tensions are likely to worsen and expand into the Senate. Many of the Democratic governor's GOP allies in the Senate, particularly Senate President John Ilario, are exiting because of term limits. And more conservatives were elected this fall to both legislative chambers. Edwards got a slight boost when Republicans fell 2 seats short of reaching a veto-proof two-thirds supermajority in the House. They've exceeded that benchmark in the Senate. Still, Edwards could see more bills he dislikes heading to his desk. Republicans in January will hold 27 of 39 Senate seats and 68 of 105 House seats. The Division of Administration says most online services are available today following the attempted ransomware attack on state government in Louisiana, but Office of Motor Vehicle locations remain closed for the rest of the day. State police and several federal agencies are investigating the attempted ransomware attack. The problem Monday disrupted business operations and online services across state agencies. It happened 2 days after Louisiana's election for governor, when the Secretary of State's website was a vital link for information. Governor John Bel Edwards' office says some services started returning Monday afternoon, but it could take days to restore all websites and online operations. Edwards' office says the Office of Technology Services identified a cybersecurity threat that affected some computer servers. The office took all its servers offline as a precaution. Officials say nearly every state agency was affected in the shutdown. Authorities say a police officer has been injured in a head-on crash with another driver. A Baton Rouge police spokesman told news outlets the officer was in her patrol car when she and the other driver, who was in a Ford truck, collided Monday afternoon. Neither suffered serious injuries, but Central Fire Department said in a Facebook post they did have to use extrication equipment to free one of the drivers. Baton Rouge police spokesman Don Coppola said the officer was taken to a hospital for evaluation. WAFB reports the other driver refused medical treatment. Central police are investigating.